A British couple has been freed after a 13-month ordeal. They were held as hostages by Somali pirates. The two retirees, Paul and Rachel Chandler, were sailing in the Indian Ocean when they were seized. As Vicky Barker reports from London, they were released with help from the Somali community in Britain.
Paul and Rachel Chandler were experienced sailors and had invested their life savings on the trip of a lifetime. They had charted what they thought was a safe course from the Seychelles Islands to Tanzania. But Paul Chandler says the pirates captured them in a speedboat a full 600 miles off the Somali coast.
The worst time was when we had to abandon our home and boat in the ocean. I think that was the worst for me.
Most of their captivity was spent in the furnace-like heat of the Somali hinterlands. For part of that time, kept apart by force, Rachel Chandler says.
They decided to separate us, and we were really distraught. We refused to be separated, and we were beaten as a result, and that was very traumatic.
During the Chandler's captivity, members of the Somali diaspora in Britain were campaigning for the couple's freedom. Halima Ali Awale is a Somali community leader.
And they were just appalled that two elderly people were being held, kidnapped, and were being used for ransom purposes when they had no economic value themselves.
Somalis who'd come from the same town as the pirates managed to contact the mayor and local tribesmen. They set up a line of communication with the Chandler's captors. Some 300,000 Somalis live in the UK. Awale says they feel grateful for the welcome they've received here, and this was their chance to give something back.
And it actually touched a nerve. And, you know, almost everybody was phoning each other's houses, you know, how's it going? You know, can I pay some money? And they all wanted to get involved in getting them released.
In the end, it's been widely reported, a total of about $800,000 was handed over. The British government insists it didn't pay a penny. Paul and Rachel Chandler have stopped talking to reporters. They have only just learned that Paul Chandler's 90-year-old father died in July. They've asked for privacy as they absorb the news and try to resume their lives. They've thanked the Somali community and the Somali government for helping to win their freedom. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.